In this new year, we begin a very sacred journey. A journey of really living. Living beyond the concepts, precepts. Living quietly within. Never being fooled by the idea of what our fears and angers are telling us. Mainly we have lived by illusion and delusion for many, many lifetimes. We have caused ourselves enormous pain and sorrow. This can all change in a moment. A Zen master used to say to his students, when you have a talking mouth, you have no listening ears. And when you have listening ears, you have no talking mouth. Think about this carefully. He is totally right. When I am talking, just saying foolish things to fill the time or space, I am missing. I am not being conscious of what it is that I am actually doing, of what I am actually experiencing. I am not being aware at all. I am thinking about how someone might be taking my words. I am trying to fit myself into some groove, some social scheme. I'm not truly speaking. And when you have listening ears, as the master said, you have no talking mouth. When you really listen to yourself, when I listen to what I am saying, it forces a decision to be made. Do I speak foolishly? Do I speak just to hear myself talk? Do I speak to entertain? When I am truly having a quiet moment, when you have listening ears, you begin to truly realize much of what needs to be said has never been said, and that which didn't need to be said is always being talked about. And this is the way we live our life. The things that are essential to our living, we forget, we don't do. The things that are non-essential and cause us nothing but misery, we live constantly. In this new year of 2017, we can change all of this, believe it or not. Just like that. I'll tell you how. A wise man once said, we don't realize how much our hair weighs until we have shaved it off. And we don't realize how much our fears weigh until we release them. When I am willing to let go of my fears, I will no longer have a talking mouth. I will have a listening ear. I will start to understand the presence of what it means to truly listen beyond the confines of my beliefs and my theories. I will come into those sacred moments where I can actually hear the sound of one hand clapping. People don't realize the meaning of their life and what it truly means to live. We just don't realize it because we are too busy fighting what we fear and how we fear it. We are always looking for that thing that we think will make us happy, give us what we want. Give us some meaning in our life that is superfluous and always ascribes to my ego, my vanity, my pride. We are never happy, and we are never truly satisfied because we are always looking for that which exists beyond our reach. We think, if I get this, if I get that, a Zen man put a sign out on a vacant piece of land, and it said, "This land will be given to anyone who is truly satisfied." A wealthy farmer who was riding by stopped to read the sign and said to himself, "Well, since the friend, this Zen man, is so ready to part with his plot, I might as well claim it before someone else does. I'm a rich man and I have all I need, so I certainly qualify." With that, he went up to the door and explained what he was there for. "And are you truly satisfied?" said the Zen man. "Oh, indeed I am. I have everything I need. I qualify." "Friend," said the Zen man, "if you are satisfied, what do you want the land for?" We're greedy, selfish, acquiring, always trying to acquire that which we believe we don't have. We want more to appease us. We miss the meaning of our life. Our life is not about acquisition, acquiring, and it's more right now in our living about letting go, about losing that greed, that fear, to find out and to realize how much our fears weigh upon us and release them. You did not come here to get involved in human drama. There is human drama all around. Everywhere you look, there is some human experience that any one of us at any time can get involved in. But that will not help us. That will not change our living. That will not suffice. We are not here to be satisfied. We are not here to be in discontent. We are not here for the idea of birth and death over and over and over and over again. How many lifetimes does it take to be realized? It doesn't take any. It can happen in a moment when we are no longer in that inquiring mind, the mind that is always seeking more and more and more and more. When you and I are not seeking more, we find the meaning and the significance of what the world would say is less. And when you hear this, you know deep inside it's very discouraging, because who wants to live for less? But that is really not what I am saying. In this world, there is a certain order to life, a certain way of life. This order is about attachment to things. And I want you to truly understand this attachment to things and what it means. It is the basis of my misery in my life. The thing that you think is most essential, that I think is most essential in my life, whatever it is in the physical, and however it provokes an emotional response within me, is my greatest enemy. As Mary Magdalene said, we love what misleads us. Our human comfort is more important to us than our spiritual awakening. It is here. It is in this that we begin our journey. You can go right, you can go left. You can go up, you can go down. You can ascribe to this, that, and the other. It won't matter. A philosophy, a religion, a politics. You can ascribe to any religion, philosophy you want, any sense of politics you want. It's still going to bring you right back to that which you and I are at right here, right now, in this moment. Because there is nothing more than this moment, my dear one. And I am not talking about time. We are here to shed, first of all, the idea that we were ever born and that we die. Now listen to me and try to understand. The part that is in existence beyond birth and death is watching us live now. How we live now. Your beingness, as I like to call it, your authenticity, your reality is having a human experience. And if you can look at it from that perspective, instead of thinking that your human experience is striving for a spiritual one, to turn it around just a little bit and realize that your spiritual experience, that is the sense of your deep inner being, is having a human experience. It is there watching you. You create a you. You create an I. You create a this. You create a that. You start to realize the power of what this all means and the significance of life. It is a state of being, not a mindset. You have to step out of the mindset and into the state of being. The meditations that I am offering to you, that I gave you in November, and the ones that you will receive in January, as well as the ones that we will be working with in March, create that experience, that one experience, if you will allow it. You are a resonation, a tone, a texture. You are not a mindset. You are not a mind thing. You are born beyond mind. And when you and I are not interested anymore in being satisfied through our fears, we come to a place where we can truly experience what is going on within us. We get that there is no me or you or I. We realize there is only this, just this. And if you sit with that long enough, deep enough within you, if you can resonate to the tone rather than an idea of a tone, if you can give to yourself that which is rather than that which you want, when we are willing to use our energies beyond the idea of trying to be satisfied, we come to a very beautiful place in our life. A place where living has meaning, not matter. The way we live now, we live as a form of matter, not meaning. Matter cannot give meaning. Meaning is derived out of the whole effort of a simple silence. The depth of your clarity will be based in the silence of your life. Few people can do this. Few people are willing of it. We are so busy seeking, wanting, having, getting, thinking, emotionalizing, creating drama after drama in our life that we miss what it is that we are truly doing in our life. Don't allow your life to fall to the idea of good and bad, right and wrong. It isn't a moral issue. Life has no moral issue. None whatsoever. It is about the state of where we are, the order of this earth that you and I live in is distinguished by the idea of matter and how we live with it. And everything is trying to, so to speak, network out into the oneness that is this life experience that is beyond right and wrong, good and bad, matter. To get this, you will have to have a different kind of mind. Not a mind, as I say, that is always looking for satisfaction or a possessing mind, but a new mind born out of awareness, not out of fear. And if you look at the mind that you and I possess, both of us, you will see it is filled with the idea of occupying our fears. Our whole life is an occupation of fear. How do I live in my fear? How do I want to live in my fear? What is important about my fears? And if you look at it, really look at it with observation, you will see that this only exists because I seek something that does not exist. I become possessive. I become wanting. And when I am satisfied, then I create more to my hubris. And more hubris is more identity in the world. And on and on and on this goes. We are here to break a cycle. That cycle is to think we were born and to think that we die. You and I exist beyond that. And what happens between birth and death, typically, is pure illusion. And once you in this circumstance of living between birth and death see that it is illusion, then the illusions are over and living begins. This is not difficult to understand, nor is it difficult to achieve. There is more to all of this. More than what we can think and more than what we can believe. When I am no longer interested in believing and thinking as the only means for experience, when I'm willing to drop the illusion machine, the factory that creates it and just distorts everything into what I can think and I can believe and I can understand. When I am no longer interested in that and I want something deeper, that is when something of the other shore begins to occur. You are the meaning you seek. You are the meaning of your own existence. You are the meaning of everything that means anything. And when you are willing to have that kind of experience, you will. We need to learn how to live in this world, but not let the world live in us. And I will get into that in the next discourse. Just absorb this one. Be with it. Let it confound you. Let it confuse you. Let it awaken you. The only part of you, the only part of me that is confused is the you and the me. Please forgive me. Namaste.